Yankee Doodle Dead, A Death on Demand Mystery by Carolyn Hart. This book is read by Kate Redding. Prologue. Gail Oldham drove too fast. Dust plumed behind the black Jeep as it bucketed along the rutted gray road. She almost missed the turn. She wrenched the wheel sharply and the car crunched onto the oyster shell drive, past the mailbox topped by wooden replicas of books spine out. Max on the larger book, Annie on the smaller. Tears blurred Gail's vision, smearing the lime-green fronds of the weeping willows and the crimson bougainvillea and the orange and yellow and pink hibiscus blooms into splotches of impressionist color. She jolted to a stop in front of the multi-level sand-toned wooden house that shimmered with glass expanses. Gail flung herself out of the car, ran up the wooden steps to push the bell beside the spectacular front door, its red and green and purple art glass insets sparkling in the bright July sun. She was sobbing now and knew it would be hard to speak, but she had to tell someone, had to ask for help. Surely someone would help her. Damn Bud! Damn him! The sun burned against her. Finally, hiccupping in despair, her hand dropped. Annie wasn't home. Gail stood at a loss. Oh, God, what was she going to do? Hello. May I help? The throaty voice was kind and gentle. Gail looked around. Could anyone help her? Would anyone help her? The axe head glittered in the hot July sun. Samuel Kinnan swung the shaft high, his smooth, dusky skin glistening with sweat. The axe split the log.